not going to talk. This is your conversation with Tavi. I'm not going to talk at all.
Sim, first of all, I love it, A, when you talk. Number one.
Yes.
And number three, please talk.
I feel like this episode...
I love it when you say, I feel like... I love it when you start a sentence saying, I feel like...
Well, we're so lucky and honored to have her here, and I feel like this is a conversation that just you two should have. I don't no games, no outside
no fun.
Rabbit.
No, no one will be laughing.
No, I want you guys to have fun, but it needs to be just this conversation, because she's really fascinating, and everyone in our audience wants to hear. They already know about her, obviously, but they want to hear more. Aww. And I feel like if the two of you talk without me interrupting, it's going to make for a better podcast.
Sim is
episode.
Scared of women. I think.
Oh, I could tell. I got no intimation of that, no.
Okay, so wait, Tavi, thank you, first of all, so much for being here on this, like, weird ass Sunday.
Thank
a
you
Sunday,
for having
like,
me.
Sunday, like, filled with ash and heat here in Los Angeles, and it's odd, but I'm really happy you're here. Thank you.
Nowhere I'd rather be. Thank you.
Wait a minute. There's got to be a place you... might
okay.
rather
as
be.
Soon as I said that, I knew it was hyperbole. No, this is so fun.
I don't already. Know any three syllable words like that. Wait, that is hyperbole. Four syllables.
Yeah, yeah,
fuck.
Yeah. No. They're in there.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
Where? How do I tap into them?
You go to the you go to Burning Man.
Oh. Okay, wait.
Take
is that a fantasy? Is that a
no,
fantasy?
I don't think I would do well at Burning Man.
Why?
I need a lot of alone.
You don't
time.
Like to barter?
Isn't it right? It's all a barter system.
That's what I hear. I've never been. But think about the things we could do. We could bring these candles. We could bring like that pineapple thing, and we could go to Burning Man. And we wouldn't have to necessarily sell our vaginas, although I think yours would be more worth than mine.
Well,
but
I will say the one really bad advertisement I heard for Burning Man from I was at a dinner party, not to brag, and there was like a couple there that where they were really trying to sell it to us, and they were like, it's like a music festival without the music. Like,
so just best
all
festival.
The bad parts yeah.
Our dear friend Kiwi is here also, and she is one of my best friends, but that is such a lame thing. We need to come up with some better words because but Kiwi wrote House Bunny with our other dear friend Karen, and but we were so you might remember The Gorge, of course, right? So there's this crazy music venue, I guess. I feel like you might need to put on headphones and come join this.
Yeah,
please.
You need to be part of this.
Yes, you have to. There's no way we, like, I want to talk about a couple of Gorge experiences, and there's no way that you can. I can't continue.
Kiwi, you can take my mic because I'm not talking. I already said
He's
not talking.
He's scared of women.
I'm afraid of women, apparently, and I'm not going to talk, so you can just take my mic.
He is. Okay, so at the Gorge, sorry to make this all about me, but I did try to sell weed, which was rolled up grass. Like, I picked grass and tried to sell it to these little kids. It didn't work. Their older brother came after me.
Oh.
For the $10 that I sold the rolled up.
When? How old were you?
Oh, God, way too old.
This was on Tuesday. Yeah. Closer.
This was
Get
on
closer,
Tuesday.
But I was just thinking about like what I could add of value to Burning Man.
I'm not the personality type. I couldn't handle it. Could you, Kiwi?
It's too dusty, I think. There's not enough showering, and I think vegetation. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's dry, and then the whole dust bowl, sand storms thing happens. That seems really stressful.
Isn't it?
I could only do it in a very high-level Airstream trailer, I think.
Right. If Burning Man was in, like, a mansion,
yes,
it would work
that sounds
for
fantastic.
Me.
But I think that... there are those things that sound better than they are. Like you see these glamorous pictures of Woodstock of these sexy people, like skinny and stoned, and they're just like, I don't know, they're like in the rain, but they're in their bikinis and they're nude or whatever, and they're just like loving the music. And for me, that would have been like a good 20 minutes.
Right.
And then the rest of the time I'd be like, oh God, this is, where do I poop?
Yeah.
I don't know, like, what to do.
Right. And then also that guy is actually like,
kind of come with me.
There's like a lot of underlying, free love was convenient for some and not others.
Let's talk about abortion.
That is a good one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Sim loves it when I talk about abortion.
Love it.
Okay, so wait. So how do you like LA? What are your thoughts?
I like visiting LA. I mean, I chose it for a vacation, so I clearly, but mostly to go to Big Sur. But I have a lot of pals here, and I think being able to like drop in, see my people, do the stuff I like to do, and then leave is good. But there have been times when I've stayed here for like a month and a half, and I go to random soul-sucking things that make me be like, oh, this whole city's terrible. And it's like, well, the whole city isn't like that one house, but...
Places like my house. I don't mean to joke. Like, really, I don't know. What do you mean? Because I'm trying to sort of work this out in my brain, too, how much I love elements of this city, but there's also repellent things.
Yeah.
Is it like somebody's obnoxious party that you...
So, again, a lot of dinner
fishing
parties, a lot
gossip.
Of parties. I'm not trying to say I go to a lot of cool functions, but I do. No,
we've got Tabby here. She's a party animal.
It's really like the non-party animal part of me that like struggles so much. And it like makes you feel like there's something wrong with you when it's actually like, no, you just don't have to be here. Which is not to say that I'm like even a super thoughtful person. It's just that I can't be my like basic level of thoughtful in a large group.
You are an incredibly thoughtful person.
Thanks. I was hoping you would say that. I just think, well, okay, earlier we were talking and we were like, save it for when we're recording, but you were like, a lot of people say LA is fake.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I don't think it's fake. That is really broad, but I think it's largely image-based, and I think it's difficult to like feel like you're consistently operating on the surface level.
We were all talking a little bit earlier, like you just said, about the idea of LA being fake and how I've sort of struggled with that definition a bit, because I want to know if I am fake, which I kind of think I am.
What?
Sort of.
What would that even mean?
I think it means that I might be comfortably numb.
Look, numb. Life is hard. We all need to numb ourselves. That's why there are like drugs and movies and like things to make us happy.
I think though that
the surface level can be good sometimes.
A lot of people in our industry move here from other places.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a hustle and sort of struggling like with the idea of how somebody is suddenly of more value to you because they have found success than before, you know, like a year ago or whatever, like
how
that's in and of itself is unfortunate, but it's also kind of the essence of what we do, because we have to be sort of entrepreneurs or whatever, and we have to sort of figure out
Well, there's like the IMDb-ification of people when you're introducing them, like, yeah. Oh, here's this person and here are these credits. But then to your point, it's like also celebrating their accomplishments. Like they've managed right. to work their way through and they've actually achieved these things and they have mm-hmm. this body of work behind them. But it's also right. can be gross as well.
It can be gross, but okay, so I want to let ourselves off the hook because I am yeah. so guilty of being attracted to accomplished, interesting.
Of course, they're shiny.
Yeah, and but there is a valid, there's a grossness to it, but there's also a reality to it that mm-hmm. people who, I'm of course drawn to creative, interesting, rich.
Go on.
Oh, I just want to suck a lot of dicks.
No,
hi,
I think
mommy.
You said like it's part of the essence of what we do, but I think it's also not. I don't think it's just the essence of this industry. I think it's the essence of
America.
America, our current celebrity culture. It's like also just very animal and primal to be drawn to the people who seem like they're in the best position and like they'll survive the longest. But I also think, again, LA being image based, it's like we're in an industry where there isn't really a clear line between the personal and the public. So you can't really know how much you're drawn to someone because of who they are as a person and how much is because of their work. But also a lot of who they are as a person comes into their work. And that's great to respect that and appreciate it, like you said, Kiwi. So I don't. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say, you are so intelligent and well spoken, but also my eyes were glazing over a little bit because you're so beautiful.
Oh my god!
Which
thank
makes
you.
Me maybe the fake.
Finally, we get to the real. I mean, the meat of this conversation. Like,
cheekbones till tomorrow.
Oh, thanks! Thank you so much. Gosh.
Okay, let's talk about virginity.
No, abortion.
Abortion.
Yay, back to abortion. Sim loves us.
Like, Sim, in his head, he's like, editing,
oh my God,
editing,
oh my God.
Editing.
No, but you know what? This is why, like, I think it's good for me to, like, love dissecting it. I think for a while I would, like, there was a part of me that really felt like I was selling my soul if I found myself, like, getting comfortable on a photo shoot. And to actually be at a point where you're like, all right, there are things I can do that can help my career and give me more freedom to do what I want creatively, etc. Plus, also, like, there's vanity there. I can't deny that. But to also be able to take this anthropological point of view.
But you're right.
It's like the helpful.
Acceptance of vanity is something that we've been kind of instructed to not do, yet must do.
Like, you have to have a social media profile.
Well, yeah, but yeah. But no, but also thinking about, like, photo shoots and thinking about, you know, when a photographer is like, well, look sexy or try to look sexy, Anna. And I can't do it. I don't know how to make that face, but I know that I'm supposed to. I'm supposed to, like, acknowledge that the confusion between sort of acknowledging the idea of vanity but also attempting to dismiss it is really fucking hard.
Shame doesn't help. Like, I would feel such shame if I was like, oh, I'm finding myself enjoying this, like, photo shoot or something. I was recently on a shoot, humble brag, or just brag, with Grace Coddington. And I was like, oh
my God, that's
oh,
so
I know.
Cool.
Like, complete icon, godmother.
I want... Can I book you for a photo shoot?
Whatever you want.
Really?
Please.
It's going to be here in my weird fucking dining room.
Great. That's all I want.
All this weird shit that makes no sense. Anyway, okay, so sorry. I didn't mean not to.
Love
I
the
did
decor.
Not want to use her.
The urns are very nice.
A few questions about the puppets. No, but like, so Grace was like, I was saying like, oh, I used to feel like I was betraying my inner, I don't know, Holden Caulfield, who's really just a cynic. But like, if I enjoyed a photo shoot or if I, and she was like, no, it just makes for a better photo. And I think to some extent as an entertainer, like last night I saw the Muppet movie, and like it starts with like Kermit on a bog. And, like, this guy being like, you should go to Hollywood and audition. You could make millions of people happy. And he's like, make millions of people happy.
I need a good visual. Last night, were you in Palm Springs last night?
No, I was at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Showing it. Okay, cool. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. All right, Ernst, get it.
Oh, yeah. Ernst. Uh-huh.
Ernst, Muppets. It's all coming together. I'm like Sim. I don't listen.
No, please. I will go on and on.
Red flag is abortion. That's the only thing I hear. Just like Sim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was at the cemetery watching Abortion, the Muppet movie. The Muppet movie about abortion. All of this is just to say.
The Supreme Court.
With Jason Segel. But it was like, yeah, it was the old one where like, it's a very Faustian setup. Like, Kermit's on a bog, and a guy's like, you should go become a star. You could make millions of people happy and become rich and famous. But Kermit's like, huh, make millions of people happy. And part of me was like, you don't also want to be rich and famous? Like, I'm pretty sure a lot of people want that. But I feel like part of just kind of submitting to the, like, I'll be a good entertainer. I'll make this photo shoot fun. Give the people what they want. You're like agreeing to do a kind of watered down version of who you are, but sometimes it makes people happy.
Which also, sadly, also kind of makes me happy, I guess, if other people are happy.
Sure. Are you happy right now? I happy? I feel happy
right
now.
Can I make you happy right now?
Oh, well, that's
abortion.
I know. People pleasing is, it's a thing.
It is. It's hard.
But like, yeah, go.
I think it's gender specific though, right?
For sure.
Because Sim does not feel these things.
I don't have a mic. I can't say anything.
Here.
Don't talk.
What do you think it's gender specific, right?
Kiwi's a writer. She's more noble than the rest of us.
Sim loves it when I get all my feministy.
I don't know if it is gender specific. It seems like it is, yeah. I feel like...
Or for different reasons, maybe.
I do feel like women ask a few more questions than men do. You know, and that's kind of a form of engagement, right? Like asking questions is then...
Right, meaning like, you get more...
Throw out the line and try to draw you closer to me somehow, right. But I'm also curious about the line between vanity and self-esteem too. Like, how do you navigate that? Like, love of self versus a little bit is good, or a healthy amount is good, but then when is it too much?
Mm-hmm.
What does it all mean?
So for me, I think that the reason why photo shoots, not that I have that many, but make me feel uncomfortable. It's true. I do have a lot. Everyone's asking to check my picture. But I think that actually the direct action of looking into camera as opposed to playing a character, when you, as an actor, you're taught to never look into the camera. You're playing a character. You're supposed to not imagine yourself being viewed. And then so a photo shoot is sort of in direct conflict with that whole philosophy.
Right.
And so the idea of actually looking into camera and presenting a version of yourself that's direct, where you're looking into the lens of somebody who is, you know, who's shaping you, is totally unnerving for me. The last couple photo shoots I did last week.
Go off.
I was like, hey, photographer. His name was Stefan. Both times. I was like, give me a character. Who do I play?
Right. Yeah.
I need something to...
Well, that was one thing Grace said, too, where she was like, actors hate photo shoots. She was like, models, they're fine, but actors don't like it. And it is interesting because actors are comfortable being in front of camera or an audience on stage or whatever, but that you're hidden. It's not you. You can get out all of your shit or whatever. But I would say that celebrity is the closest thing we have to, like, a unanimous god at this point in history.
Yep.
Like, people used to be more religious, and then there came true love, where people believed in, like, a soulmate and the family and a nuclear family. And now I think it's, like, people worship celebrities and they also worship the celebrity in themselves, and everyone has their mm-hmm. own little magazine of themselves, like on Instagram or Twitter.
Do you want to see my magazine?
Yeah,
not for you,
Tavi. You're really in touch with Sim's talking. I'm sorry. Actually, I couldn't help myself.
Wait, no, sorry, Sim. I'm so curious. Didn't mean to cut you off, but I do want to hit. I want to pretend to be a dude at a bar hitting on Tavi.
Okay,
some point.
I'm never gonna talk again. Go.
But okay. Sim, I want to know Sim's question.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I know.
No, I don't even remember at this
very
point.
Abusive.
I would much rather see that interplay. Seriously, go. My question is not that important. It's important. I'll talk to her afterwards.
She's going to be really hard to win over, though. She's very smart. She's very attractive. Well,
let's see what happens. You got this. You got this.
I don't know, man.
Has this too. I have faith in both of you.
Okay, wait. So you and I, we're bros, right? We're hanging out.
Yes.
I see this hot girl. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, check out that little fucking hottie in the yellow shirt.
I think she's looking at you. I think she's looking at you right now. No, seriously, don't look over. Don't stop. You're gonna fucking blow it. Don't look over.
I'm not gonna fucking blow this.
Just don't. You know what? I know she's looking at you.
Dude,
do not turn your head.
All right.
You're gonna go talk to her. Do it. You got this.
Hey, can I borrow like a couple, like 20,
so you can buy her a drink and have a credit card.
Dude, man, you know, like, the shit I've gone through lately, man.
Just fucking take the money. Just go talk to her.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good.
It's pretty crazy in here tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Let me guess. You're, Leo?
Taurus.
I knew it. I knew that you were, like... of fire, you know, I could tell. You got fire behind your eyes, you know. That's cool, bull. So, what sort of brings you around here?
I'm just out with some friends.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I've got some friends too. But this is crazy. Man, the craziest shit happened today. I hope you don't mind. I unload on you.
I do mind. I'm here with some friends.
My mom died today.
I'm so sorry.
I'm really bummed out. Yeah, it's been a really horrible thing, and I don't know. I saw like behind your eyes, like I don't know. Maybe you could understand something. I don't know, but maybe not.
Was Can it sudden? You?
Kinda. Yeah. Pretty sudden car accident.
Oh my god! I'm so sorry.
Yeah. That really fucking sucks. Kind of sucks dick, you know what I'm saying? By the way, I didn't introduce myself because I actually am kind of elusive.
Oh.
I'm also a Taurus, though.
When's your birthday?
March 7th?
May.
So you were not seduced by this horrible man.
March was a giveaway.
Not even with the sob story?
She's gonna be ready to go home with you because you just told her that your mom died in a car accident earlier today. Like, she's gonna be ready to just go home with you and give you a sympathy fuck because your mom.
Dude, people say that, Sim.
Yeah,
you know,
dude.
No guy would ever say that. Guys do avoid calling you back by saying that their dad recently
died
or got.
You know
sick.
What? Someone was mad at me the other night. These guys came up to us on the street and they were like really drunk and they ostensibly asked like where they could go to pick up chicks, and my friend was like, oh, up and down this block you'll find lots of places, it's a Friday night. And he was like, oh, okay, cool, so where are you from? And she was like,
let's reenact this. Okay. I'll be the dude.
Okay.
hey, you guys know where we can, I don't know, meet some girls?
Yeah, you can just go like up and down the street. There are lots of bars open right now.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. That sounds pretty cool. What about you guys?
We're just here with friends.
You taking an Uber or something? Or?
No, we're just
walking.
We're just getting some fresh air.
That's cool. That's cool. You guys seem pretty cool, actually. Maybe we could all chill together. I don't know.
Okay. Cut.
Wait, I have an idea.
This is
what,
wait,
oh, I have a conceptual idea. Let's reverse. Tavi, now you be the guy and Anna be the girl.
This is, by the way, Kiwi, that was brilliant because this makes so much more sense. This is because
obviously,
I don't remember the last time Anna was out at a bar where she can see a pickup interaction exchange here.
I have never been picked up.
Yes, you have.
That's a lie. Really.
Yes, you have. You've been, no, not picked up. Meaning,
by like
no,
Uber.
What I meant, you've never been picked up, sure, but you've never, but people have hit on you. Guys have hit on you.
Really? It's been a long, long time.
Oh, guys.
You're such a liar. I don't believe you. Anyway, Tavi, you ready to do this?
Yeah. Hey, look at me. I'm not trying to hit on you.
Hey.
How's it going?
Pretty good. You know, had kind of a rough day at work, but I don't know. How's it going with you?
I don't care about that. Where can I pick up some chicks?
I don't know. There's some, I don't know, girls walking up and down this block.
Uh-huh. So where are you from?
Why do you want to know? This feels weird.
I can tell from your accent. I'm curious.
Okay, well, I'm from San Diego.
Bullshit. Yeah. Bullshit.
Fine, I'm from Cleveland.
I knew it.
Sounds like you're from San Diego.
I have no clue what this voice is. I think he was doing like English.
I like it though. You're like a stoner surfer kind of, you're stoner surfer dick, right?
Yeah. Well, he was like ostensibly doing it to his
English
friend's
accent.
Benefit. I can't. Okay. I need to sing three songs from Oliver to get into it. But basically,
do you want to make love to me?
My dad is J.J. Abrams. That's how it ended. I'm not
wait,
even
wait,
joking.
Wait, wait,
you guys,
wait, wait, wait.
You-
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Hey, by the way, this just completely changed everything. Hang on
breaking,
a second.
Breaking.
Let's stop right now. This changed everything. So J.J. Abrams' son hit on you.
No. Hit on my friend. I'm used to being openly rude to people. So we told him where to find chicks, and then he tried to be like, where are you from? And then I went, oh, I don't have time for this. And I started to go back into the because I'm rude. And then he was like, fuck you. My dad, you know who my dad is? You know who my dad is? J.J. Abrams. And I was like, cool, I don't give a fuck. And then I like walked And
but the, some of those people could be crazy. It's so hard to talk back.
That was the best.
That was
of
most,
like that was the best.
Like, why is he? We need to Google it. We need to investigate.
Oh my god. Oh my god. This is one of my favorite moments that has ever happened on the show.
I'm honored. Until I get like sued for defamation. If you tell he has two sons. Two sons, you guys.
What did your friend say?
When she said where she was from.
You know what I would have done?
What would you have done?
I would have run after that car and I would have been like, then fuck the shit out of me. Please, please, please. Yes, yes, yes. JJ, yes, yes. JJ, yes, yes.
Star Trek. Star Trek.
Yeah. What can I do? You know, in this town, work is hard to get. Oh, I'm thirsty. I'm lusty. Oh, please don't drive up and down the block anymore. Sorry, sorry.
We have to verify, A, that J.J. Abrams has a son that's of age to be able to hit on women. And it's not like a, just like a thing he's just saying. Because it might just be like a complete lie. But why would anyone lie these days when there's everyone has a phone and they can just Google anyone at this
point?
True. Right? Yeah.
Why do we have to verify this?
It could have been a different J.J. Abrams. He's like, my dad is Jack Joseph Abrams. I don't know.
He has, like, J.J. Towing on Beverly.
What did you guys say, though, when he said that? When he said my dad's...
We went back into the bar. He was being rude.
She probably said abortion.
Do you think, but do you guys, I'm asking this to all three of you, do you guys think that something like that works on women?
Had I been in a worse state, maybe I would have been like, come back.
Do you think it would?
I hang out with like two people. I don't know what people are like. Would it work on people?
Let me give it another whirl then. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. It's crazy in here tonight. Mm-hmm. I don't normally go out a lot, so. Mm-mm. But I don't actually really hate this scene, you know? This scene, like, fucking sucks, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But can I don't know. You seem cool. Can I get you a drink or anything?
Sure.
And that's cool. So what, you an actress or a model or what?
Yeah, I'm an actress and a writer.
Writer, that's cool. That's pretty cool. I know a lot about that. My dad's J.J. Abrams.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
What do you do?
Oh, you know, I'm a writer, director, producer, model. Uh-huh. You know, pretty much like the whole rigmarole.
I love a closed mouth laugh. It's so sinister.
Oh my God.
So
upsetting.
So I don't know. I'm kind of staying. I'm like in between places right now. So mm-hmm. I'm staying at the Chateau.
Oh,
Chateau Marmont.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, you know, it's like, yeah, it's cool. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Have you been there before? Or?
A couple times just to like visit friends or whatever. No. I've never stayed there.
You never stayed there. Well, no. Well, you got to see the rooms. They're really cool.
Uh-huh.
They're really, really cool. I've got this, like, unbelievable suite, you know?
Oh.
Yeah. And it's apparently where, I don't know, somebody killed themselves or something cool like that.
No way.
Yeah. It's I don't know.
Right.
Anyway, my dad, yeah. I think, is going to be meeting me there later, so I don't know if you want to, like, maybe, I don't know, come back or whatever, and you can,
Your dad, JJ?
JJ. You want to like, he's like crazy into scotch. I don't know if you want like, come back
I
with
love
me or
scotch.
Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah.
What is your name?
Oh my god!
The worst person ever.
You know what? I guarantee you, it works for him. I guarantee you, it works.
No
for
way,
him.
Guys.
I promise you, it works for him. I know. I'm sure it does. There are enough women in LA where that shit works.
But that's
Anna was doing it. I was literally like falling into. I was just
totally.
Like,
you're so. Did you hear me? I was like, yeah, I'll come hang out with you and your dad. I don't even give a fuck about him. You're just so compelling. Machette, sure. People kill themselves there. Whatever.
You need to write. You need to write like a pickup book for guys and how to pick up women.
The worst person ever. It's called.
Is there a phone ringing or some such?
Oh, I love it when Sim gets anxious. Because he's always anxious.
Anna, I don't believe that you don't get hit on.
Oh, really? I don't think I do very much at all. What? But I also don't go out and I don't have any friends. So it sort of limits the opportunity for getting hit on.
I only have friends who hit on me. Someone doesn't hit on me within a couple hangouts. I'm like, what fun is this?
Okay, so we should actually dive into that.
Oh.
If you're willing.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you single?
I guess technically.
That I have no idea what that means.
Like, I'm hanging out with someone who I really like, and I don't really have any interest in hanging out with other people.
Hmm. That still is totally confounding to me.
I know I'm being decisively vague. I'm single.
This poor person is going to be like, no.
Oh, I know. No, it's all good.
But what about JJ's son?
The one that got away.
The one that got away. He is still staying at the chateau.
Really?
Yeah, his suite is really expensive.
Well, if it's expensive, then...
Yeah. I heard there's a hot tub up there.
Really?
That's what I hear.
Andy's back.
Yes!
She can't stop. She won't.
You're like, it was me in a disguise planting this podcast.
I'm not going to let you leave without talking to me about this.
About
you're
what?
Supposed to talk to Anna about this, but okay. Now I feel like you're going to have to talk to me about it.
Specific pointed question.
I know, it's true. I'm being so horrible.
No, I really want to know why you decided to start Rookie Magazine. And how old were you, first of all, when you started that magazine?
Well, I started Rookie when I was 15. And before that, I had a fashion blog that I wrote for fun, obviously, that I started when I was 11.
I read a little bit about this. What happened with the fashion blog?
Well, I think because I was so young, people were like, oh, this
14,
is crazy.
14, 15?
Yeah.
11.
No, 11.
11?
11.
Yeah.
Sorry, 11.
See, this is Sim's listening problem, which I also have as well. But I'll write it out.
Okay. Did she say 11?
Yes, she said 11.
Oh, I didn't hear the 11. Okay,
no
11.
No, J.J. Abrams. Yeah,
so you were 11 years old when you started a fashion blog?
Yeah.
And then what happened?
It was like my friend's cool older sister had one. I was just kind of copycatting her, but then I started reading other ones, and I just was into getting dressed up and wearing weird stuff and finding things at a thrift store and looking at Fashion Week photos and whatever.
But this fashion blog blew up. It became a big thing.
Yeah.
And then,
I mean, in this grand
a
scheme,
huge thing.
A huge yes, thing.
Huge.
Oh, that's nice.
It's here. No.
Kiwi's known me for, we've known each other for a long time.
Yes. Well, what was the biggest turning point when you were doing this blog? When did you sort of wake up and say, wait, this is taking me out of my Chicago suburban life as an 11-year-old and turning into something kind of bigger?
And wasn't it terrifying?
Yes. I got an email. Yeah, I started it when I was about to turn 12.
Okay.
And then that was seventh grade then that I would have like worn weird shit and then come home and taken photos. And then that summer when I was 13, by then I was 13, I got an email from the editor of Pop Magazine, the British fashion magazine. And she was like, we'd love to fly you and a few other fashion bloggers to London. And you would do part, you would like curate a section of the magazine.
Oh, so cool.
I know. I like couldn't believe it was real. It really felt like a scam, but I was like, I think this is a real person. And my parents were obviously, then I talked to them and my dad came with me
And I just kind of told them what the other fashion blogs I really liked. And so then those people came out too. And we just like made little photo shoots together for a couple weeks in London.
Oh my God, that is so cool.
It was, yeah. I mean, I was just dying the whole time. I was so happy.
You also have to look at pictures of her at this point in life too.
Yes, you may.
I've seen some amazing photos.
The glasses.
Angel. I'd go with like elf, gnome. Yeah. Yeah. I just liked that part of it. I don't know. And then, but then when I was there, she was like, "We'd like to put you on the cover of the magazine." And I remember my dad talking to one of the editors about it. And being like, what do you think? Because he was this editor was also a parent. My dad was like, what would you do? Just getting different points of view. And he was like, well, fame is not, it doesn't mean anything, but it can give you a control and like choice. And maybe in that way it would lead to good things. So then I was photographed for the cover and then it came out.
Oh my God, that is so cool.
It was pretty, it was wild. And I think, and I felt like I, like on the shoot, I could like choose what I wanted and wear all the weird things I was excited about. Like none of it felt like I was being molded.
Well, you've been well known and famous because you have a point of view. Huh. And I think that that is something that's a different definition than some other, you know, like a lot of other sort of famous people, but you stood out because you had this incredible independence, and that's really hard to have. And I just admire you for your strength. Don't know why you're not fucking JJ son. Cause he does really have a nice suite
right at the chateau. Yeah. 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 I remember the first time I got hate, so to speak, like in an article, not just like whatever commenters, which was pretty easy to disregard. But the first time there was like negative press, shall we say, my dad gave me the short story. I don't know who wrote it, but it's called Claudine's Book, and it's about a girl who keeps a journal, and then her like aunt finds it and turns it into a book and then tries to take credit for it. And then instead of being like, no, I wrote that, she just kind of, she whistles a victory march and goes back up to her treehouse. And I think that was my dad's way of saying, like, you can leave whenever you want. Yeah. That there was something to protect that was more important than kind of worrying about staying relevant or doing this or doing that. I think I mean, my parents are not people who would have ever conceived of, like, having children who would, like, be into these week, like go to fashion week or whatever. So I think for them, they were very protective but supportive. And you know, like we would go to a crazy party at fashion week where people are literally doing coke right next to me and my dad, and I'm like 13. And then Courtney, I just spat on the mic and it was disgusting.
I like the diet stuff.
Oh, God, could I be more of a granny?
No, it's great. Diet, yeah, people were drinking Diet Coke, and I was like, I'm too young for this. No, but, like, people were, like, I went to, like, some Alexander Wang party where, like, people in black tank tops, like, with side boob are doing Coke. But it was, like, me and my dad.
Probably pretty small side boob, right? Or big
you
side
know
boob?
What? Small side. I need a good visual. 34B.
That's just like me.
That's a brag.
Thanks, Dr. Teitelbaum.
Shout out. No, I mean, but it was like, I was at that party because Courtney Love was performing, and I loved Hole, and I wanted to see Courtney Love perform. And then my dad and I would go back to the hotel and be like, so that was weird, right? Like, did you catch this? It was all like, you know, we felt like spies. And that's also, I mean, we talked about this earlier. That's not to say I don't have like performer tendencies. It's not to say I don't have parts of me that are just like purely vain and enjoy being heard. And, you know, there's probably a reason why it was a blog and not a private diary. But
so there's that struggle between being an observant or attempting to be an observant and also being heard mm-hmm. at the same time.
Yeah.
Clearly, I just want to be heard because I talk all the fucking time.
Great.
But you're also observant because you're bringing people and asking questions.
Mm-hmm. I love
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's both. Totally. It's not...
My friend Kiwi grew up in a boat.
I know. Yeah, Kiwi's... Kiwi's like Yoda.
She is. She's like that Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah.
She's like, these people will pass. We will pass. What do the stormtroopers say to Obi-Wan?
Anything about Star Wars. I'm like the only guy that droids. Knows nothing about Star Wars.
These droids are nothing to worry about.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. You got it. You nailed it.
These droids are nothing to worry about. That's Kiwi. She is our Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah.
So after the blog, then when did Rookie Magazine come about?
My way of understanding it is like in middle school, my blog was like my space because I didn't enjoy school and I had friends, but I don't know if I felt super connected to them. But here I could be like creative and go on and on about the shit I was interested in. And then once I started high school, I actually liked it and I like made new friends and I went to Fashion Week and I think felt a little more, it's like being a spy is fun for a while, but then at some point you're like, I would like to actually connect with people.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Well,
but did your friends resent you ever? Like, did you have competitive stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like not normal. I mean, I don't know. What would it be like to like grow up in a suburb of Chicago and you have like your friend and you just do normal things together and then suddenly they're getting all this attention. I understand why it would be weird for the other person. I also understand why I would probably at some point have like disconnected from those people. But then I also have friends I've known since I was 2 or from high school who I'm still very close to who are supportive, whether they have the same or different aspirations.
Do you want to be close to J.J. Abrams' son or no?
Is that even a question?
I really hope he has a son. I really do.
I know we have to look this up.
I'm looking it up right now while but, you guys
talk. Okay, great. But just to get the facts for once.
Tavi,
once for all.
It is unbelievable what you've done and
that's really nice of you.
Smart and accomplished and cool and fucking grounded mm-hmm. through all the journey that you've been through. It's remarkable. And if you would accept me, I would like to be your friend.
Anna, I would love that. I don't know. I have a lot of crazy, but I think I'm able to like put it in okay places and not make it an issue.
It's amazing.
Thanks.
You are really, I don't know. I don't want to come across as patronizing at all,
no.
But I am honored to know you and thank you for being my friend.
That's so nice of you. Thank you, and likewise. Thanks for having me. Oh, is this the end?
Is this what? The end? Do you want some of my friends?
I can't find the. He has 3 children. Apparently, I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I can't find pictures. I haven't looked at Google Images yet. But he has 3 children for sure. Wait, is this his family? Did you see pictures of his family?
But wait, if you were to pick a letter, mm-hmm. what would you have as a double?
If I were to pick a letter, what would I have as a...
It's whatever your version of JJ would be.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. As a double. I thought you said devil. I was like, oh my God. Okay.
I know that would be a very weird question. Well, yeah. The question itself didn't make a ton of sense. Basically, what I'm asking is, what's your favorite letter?
Right. Okay. JJ does work really well. I guess GG would too.
Oh, that's good. That's a good answer.
What about you?
I was going to go with MM. MM because I like the way, but it does not roll off the tongue. It is hard.
MM.
No. Yep. It would be weird.
It would sound like Emmett a lot.
Yes.
Like it sounds like other names.
What about DD?
DD is good.
DD is adorable. Yeah.
By the way, I'm really kind of proud of JJ Abrams' son. I'm sorry to interrupt.
What?
No.
I just found out.
Fuck you.
I'm really happy for him because that guy has some fucking balls on him. He's born in 1998, which means he's 18?
This guy was definitely older.
No, he has a 10-year-old and he has three kids. So he has a 10-year-old son and he has an 18-year-old son and he has a daughter, which means that the 18-year-old son was the one that was hitting on you guys.
This guy was definitely older.
That means that he was totally lying.
But JJ Abrams' son, we are sorry.
I mean,
I know. Yeah. Yeah. I could Google it and be like, no, you look about 35. Google says you're 20. What year is that?
He's not an old guy.
Sorry.
He's probably like, what, Kiwi, 45 18. At most?
He looks
Abrams?
So young. I mean,
he
I
looks young,
he
doesn't
40.
He? 40, like, he's got to be 45 now.
Hey.
Can we get a picture?
Hey, girls.
Oh. Yeah.
I could make you hot. I could make you hot stars. Hey, girls.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I totally could. My dad's JJ Abrams, so... I pretty much could, I don't know. I don't know if you want to be an actor or not, but pretty much could get you cast in like pretty much anything you want, you know.
Or get you some new tires down on Beverly.
Well, the tires.
Okay, so wait, now is it break?
No, we're going to wrap it up.
So Sim does this funny, crazy symbol where he swirls his pointer finger around.
But yeah, before you wrap it up, I do want to know what's next for you.
I know, I didn't really answer your question about Rookie either.
Because I kept interrupting you. Now
it's okay. You know what, here's the thing. Everyone just Google her, Wikipedia her, the Rookie mag.
I am going to shut up.
We do have a cute story about how Tavi came to LA. Yeah.
Yes. No, I want to hear the cute story. Tell us about your cute story. I hear you have a cute story about how you came to LA. Anna, what are you doing?
No, I just wanted to transfer. I'm going to sit right here.
That's what I was trying to do. You can't hand your microphone over.
Otherwise, I'm going
to
talk.
Then talk.
But we
it's
love
your show.
It.
You're supposed to talk. I'm the one that said I wasn't going to talk.
Guys.
God damn it. I've been talking so I'm so annoyed with myself. And now I'm annoyed with you.
What? I'm annoyed with you too.
Because you just handed your mic over to Kiwi. You never should have done that.
Oh my God! Everyone,
push the mic.
Fuck you!
I have to
power.
Oh, she's leaving now. Look now. See what you did? No, now our guest is leaving the OP. We're taking a break. We're taking a break. Hey, we're back from our break.
You know.
Okay, so apparently we're supposed to wrap it all up. Sim, will you guide us through this process?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, once again, Sim is pointing around his pointer finger, whirling it around. Do it again. What is that exactly? Does that mean? Does it mean tornado? Does it mean sort of hurricane? It means sort of, or you're getting dizzy.
I'm moving my finger around.
I guess this means we're supposed to wrap it up.
It's a sexual technique.
J.J. Abrams' son, if you're listening.
Tavi.
How you do it.
Kiwi, will you say hi again?
Hello, and thanks for making this all happen. These are two of my favorite ladies ever in the world, you guys are. So it makes me really happy.
Thank you for making this happen, because if it wasn't for you, this wouldn't have happened.
Constellation maker.
She is. Mm-hmm. She is. And Tavi, thank you so much for being here. And if I could... If it weren't illegal, I would put a bag over your head and haul you up to the attic. Which is what I like to do with my most favorite people and keep them there for a very long time. If you hear any thumping from upstairs, don't be worried.
I know it's good news up there.
It's pretty comfortable, you know.
Yeah.
Put an Atari in.
The oldest technology. And when we emerge, we don't know what year it is.
You don't emerge.
That's a wonderful thing.
Oh, good. Thank you, Anna. Oh, this was a blast.
So you can follow us on at Unqualified on all social media except for Snapchat. We're going to get there soon. Please subscribe on iTunes. Leave us a review. We love reading the reviews. And this seems so unnatural whenever I say it because Anna refuses to say it.
Fuck you, Sim.
Not that.
Oh, what?
Okay. Anyways, okay,
follow
Tavi,
us on Instagram and social media and blah, 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 blah.
Tavi, where are you on all your social media?
I'm on Twitter and Instagram as Tavi Tulle, T-U-L-L-E.
Okay.
Childhood nickname. Can't change it now, whatever. And follow Rookie at Rookie Mag.
Great.
Yeah.
Rookie Mag is great.
Which we didn't get. I'm sorry, I stopped you.
No, I was just about to sing a beautiful song, that's all. You don't know about my singing voice? This is like uncharted territory.
I want more.
Yeah, what's your favorite musical?
Oh, jeez.
I know, now we're getting into this. I know.
So hard.
I know you have to go.
The first thing that came to mind, if I thought about it, I'd probably have a maybe different answer, but the first thing I thought of was Bye Bye Birdie.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was the song that they sing when they don't they call each other?
Yes.
Hi-ness.
What's the story?
Morning glory. What's the word?
Hummingbird. Tell me
quick. Did you hear about Julian Slam or whatever?
Junian Splam.
Oh, Tavi, thank you. I love you so much.
Thank you. I love you. I love even you, Sim.
Oh, I love you too. And we love you too, Kiwi.
I love you guys.
And Kiwi, your thing is Kiwi loves you, right?
Yes, I'm only on Twitter though.
Yes,
I don't have many platforms.
Well, it's everyone loves you. Everyone, we
They'll
all love
all
each other.
We'll be obsolete in 3 years. What are any of us doing? Let's be real.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Love you.